Folks, I have 701. Would everybody please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance to get the meeting started? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the
Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'd like to welcome everyone to the work session of Chester Heights Borough for February 22nd, 2021. First up on the agenda, we have roll call. Present tonight, we have Borough Solicitor Jerry Montella, alternate Borough Engineer Mike Sciocco, Mayor Fred Wood, Councilpersons Natalie Anderson, Dave Ferksker, Susan Clark, Jean Marie Ellis, myself, not present tonight, our Borough Engineer Matt Hootman, Councilpersons Bob Adams, and I believe Councilperson Laura Lim is not present also. Next up on the agenda is the opportunity for the public to address council. We ask you to state your name and address for the record.
Laura Snyder.
Hi, yes, good evening. I'm a resident of the next door in Edgemont on Gradyville Road, and I just had some questions about the Adelphia construction right now with the blowdown station that is being built on Baltimore Pike, and I just was hoping to learn a little bit more about that. I do kind of work across the street from that. I'm also in the area next door where I would be affected by pollution from it, and I'm concerned about emissions from it and possible flaring with VOCs being put into the atmosphere. So I was hoping to see what you guys know about it and to maybe learn a little bit more.
Jerry, is that construction within our borders of our borough?
I'm not aware of the construction in the borough of Chester Heights related to, is it Adelphia?
Yes.
Now, I'm not aware that Adelphia is doing any construction in Chester Heights Borough.
Okay,
Can you give me the location?
Yeah, it's across the street from Darlington Woods and the cemetery right there, which I thought was Chester Heights.
No, it's behind Concord Pizza.
That may be Concord Township.
That's Concord Township.
That's Concord Township, Rochester Heights. Okay. All right. Okay. So you won't have the valve station then, but you will have the pipeline that goes through your area. So yeah, they are converting it.
I'm familiar that there were plans related to a valve station. So that's probably what that construction is. But the valve station, as I understand it, would be in Concord Township.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Okay. I'll follow up with them then, but I guess, you know, might be good for you to inquire about too, because I guess we'll all be affected by the pollution and, you know, I think there's going to be flaring from there and venting emissions from it. So just something for all of the surrounding townships to think about and look into. Okay. Thank you for allowing the comment.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next would be Darren. Do you have anything? No. Okay, Ron. No. Okay, Marta.
Yes, just one comment. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Marta Driscoll, 458A Lanai Road. There was an insert included with the borough tax bill this year, and the first section described how the new millage was calculated, which therefore is relevant to the tax bill. However, the second section refers to projects which are mostly funded by the windfall transfer taxes and the surpluses we've had in prior years. And I'd like to know who made the decision to include this information, and was it presented to or approved by the full council, as it is signed that it is from the full council?
I did not hear your second sentence, Marta. I think you cut out for a second. If you could repeat that.
Yes. So The first section of the insert with the tax bill was regarding how the new millage was calculated, but the second section included information about expenditures that were funded by the windfall transfer taxes and the surpluses. And I'd like to know who made the decision to include that additional information, and was it presented to and approved by full council, since that is how the letter is signed?
It was a finance committee decision in conjunction with the tax collector. As to educating the community as to where their tax dollars are being spent, and wherever the tax dollars come from, they're still the community's dollars. And Laura and Marianne came up with it. I helped to edit it and we sent it off. It was a finance committee decision. And so, no, the full council did not have it. Have full say.
What I'm hearing you say is that each committee is able to make decisions on behalf of the full council as to how to communicate with the residents, and they can just send out whatever they choose without bringing it to full council.
Well, since the president of council is on the finance committee and the vice president of council helped write the program, no, it isn't. Committees can do whatever they want. It had approval of the treasurer, the tax collector, and the finance committee, which are the relevant committees.
Not the full council.
That's why we have committees.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Teresa, do you have anything for council?
No, but thank you for asking. I'm just here listening to everyone's comments. Thank you very much.
Sure. JB Hatch, do you have anything for council?
Nothing at this point. Thank you.
Okay. Tony?
Nothing at this time. Thank you.
Okay, Drew, that's looks like everybody right now.
Okay, Larry, thank you. Prior to moving on to the next item, I just want to make it known for the record that Councilperson Bob Adams is present tonight. Moving forward on the agenda, we have item number 4, final escrow release for 240 Wawa Road. Mike Sioko, Borough Alternate Engineer.
Thank you. this is the final release of escrow for Wawa Inc., Blossom Hill Land Development. That's the rehabilitation of the mansion on top of the hill. They put in a new driveway, cul-de-sac turnaround up at that top of the hill. They put in new stormwater management facilities, new septic system, and a large new pad area that could be used for future tent events that they've had in the past. This gave them a better location. All the work has been completed that was on the land development plans. We inspected the site, and all of the stormwater and other land development improvements are completed. I spoke with Rich Jensen, the building code inspector, and everything is done on his end. So we are recommending final release of escrow pursuant to the developer's request for release. And that amount is $515,939.
Are there any questions for Mike in regards to this escrow release? Okay, with that in mind, do I have a motion to release the final escrow for 240 Wawa Road in the amount of $515,934.
It's $939.
$939, thank you.
I'll make the motion.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
The floor is open for discussion. With no discussion, all those in favor say aye. 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 Those opposed?
I abstain.
I'm sorry?
I have to abstain.
Okay, make a motion that Councilperson Alex is abstaining, and the motion is approved. Mike, thank you for being here tonight. Okay, on the agenda next, we have item number 5, resolution for Engineers Week. Susan, could I hand that to you, please?
Sure, thank you.
I just wanted to present the resolution for engineers' work. But before I do that, I just would like to say that both of our borough engineers, Matt Hootman, who is our primary engineer, could not be with us tonight. And the alternate young Mike Chioka, who happens to be on the meeting tonight, deserve to be recognized for their efforts in support of the borough. Over the years, I have observed both of them to be knowledgeable, detail-oriented, patient, and thorough in the work they do for the borough. So without further ado, here is the resolution. Whereas the week of February 21st to the 27th will be observed as National Engineers Week with the theme Imagining Tomorrow. And whereas the week is celebrated to salute engineers who make the world a better place, who educate, inspire, and volunteer their time to the community. Whereas engineers use creativity and technical know-how to invent amazing things within today's world. In the future, engineers will assist in developing the most productive use of resources, reduction of waste, and minimization of the impact of growth on the environment. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the municipality of Chester Heights, the borough of Chester Heights, excuse me, hereby joins the nation honoring and celebrating the achievements of engineers during the week of February 21st to the 27th. And I did not read the whole thing. I cut some parts out to speed it up. Do I have a motion to approve the resolution?
I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
Drew, second. All those, is there any discussion?
Thank you, Mike, and thank you, Mr. Houtman.
Thank you.
All right. If there's no other discussion, then all those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Anyone opposed? The motion is adopted.
Susan, can you send me a copy of that? Or we have one in our email. I will put it on social media tomorrow.
It's in your email.
Okay. Yeah. I remembered that as I asked you the question. Apologies.
It came from Sue, but it was an email from young Mike Chioka.
Mike, thank you. Susan, thank you.
Yeah, I'd like to thank Borough Council for recognizing Engineers Week. I'm on the local Engineering Society, Delaware County Society of Professional Engineers. And we, on behalf of them, I thank you. And I thank you for your support over the years.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Mike. Have a good night. Okay, moving forward on the agenda, we have item number 6, resignation letter from alternate engineer, Mr. Pete Rohana.
Yes, we did receive a letter of resignation from our alternate solicitor, Peter Rohana, dated February 19th, 2021. I'll read his resignation letter for the record. Dear Sue Timmons, I've decided to retire and I'm submitting my resignation as alternate solicitor to Borough Council and President Drew Baum, effective March 1st, 2021. It has been my privilege to be of service to the borough in which I have made my home for the past 31 years. I have no plans to move out of Chester Heights, but I've decided that after 50 years of practicing law, it's time to relax and enjoy my next chapter of life. I will miss the kindness and efficiency that I've experienced with you and all of the borough officials. It is obvious that everyone involved shares a love of the borough. Let me know who will take my place, and I'll be happy to meet with them and transfer any files that I have. Currently, only a number of tax assessment appeal matters are pending and need to be followed. Again, thanks for working with me, and I look forward to seeing you around town. Peter J. Rohana. So I think on behalf of Borough Council, I'd just like to put forward a thank you to Mr. Rohana for his service to the borough, for all the work that he's done as alternate solicitor. And with that said, we will be, if there's any members of the public that are interested in that position, it is now open, and we encourage you to submit letters to the borough or an email to the borough, info@chesterheights.org. And I'm sure Gina will be posting something on Facebook or in the newsletter as well.
Dave, do we need to approve his resignation?
Thank you, Dave.
I think Drew can best answer that question. Do we need to approve the resignation as council, Drew?
Yes,
or
we do.
Except, I would say.
We do.
And I know. Dave, go ahead.
Go ahead, Dave. I'm sorry.
I was waiting for you. That's okay.
Go ahead. The floor is yours. you'd like to call for that motion, that will be fine.
Yeah, sure. I would like to call for a motion to approve Mr. Rohana's resignation as alternate solicitor.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
Thank you. Motion is approved.
The floor is open for discussion. With no discussion, all those in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? The motion is approved. Dave, thank you. Okay, moving forward on the agenda, we have item number 7. Jerry, would you like to give us a brief explanation of what we have in front of us?
Sure. Thank you, Mr. President. And just for the record, I'd like to express my gratitude and appreciation for Pete's job over the years. He stepped in when I couldn't handle things because of some conflicts, and he's done a wonderful job for the borough. So I wish him well. Mr. President, with regard to the Verizon franchise agreement, we received a email from Marianne Furlong, who is the township manager for Chads Ford. Apparently, Chads Ford Township also has their Verizon franchise agreement coming up for review and renewal this year. Marianne advised us that Chads Ford Township had hired a law firm, Cohen Law Firm, which specializes in franchise agreements. They apparently worked out the agreement for the Comcast Xfinity franchise agreement with Chads Ford, and they're now on to the Verizon franchise agreement. Marianne offered or suggested that perhaps the borough, knowing that our franchise agreement was coming up at the end of this year, might be interested in partnering with Chads Ford and having the Cohen Law Firm represent both Chads Ford and the borough. So that's where we're at. I've had no discussions with the Cohen Law Firm. I did look at the Verizon franchise agreement. The municipality back in 2006 entered into an agreement, franchise agreement with Verizon, which covered the municipal building for the cable service, covered the service area, covered certain standards, talked about and defined the system facilities, payment of a franchise fee of an annual amount to the borough, and a number of other standards and requirements for the Verizon cable franchise. So that's kind of where we are. It's a non-exclusive franchise. It would probably be presented to Verizon, would have to reach out to them to begin those negotiations. But wondered, I guess, given the email that that the borough received or Sue received, that perhaps the borough would be interested in partnering with Chads Ford with regard to the franchise agreement.
How much, Jerry?
I have no idea. I mean, I haven't talked to anybody in the Cohen Law Firm. I would imagine if the borough gives me the authority to reach out, I'd have that discussion and then come back to the borough. And I assume they would make a proposal.
Where's Concord Township at with their franchise?
Well, I have no, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
I mean, I think it's a good idea. You know, Verizon can certainly out-lawyer us, so we probably need some protection. I guess the question is how much.
Yeah, I believe there's Chad's Ford solicitor was more comfortable also with the Cohen Law Firm, and they, I mean, this is what they specialize in. So, if counsel would like me to, I could reach out to both Chads Ford and the Cohen Law Firm and find out what the fee would be.
And what is the actual date that the franchise expires?
December of this year.
Oh.
It was a term for 15-year term.
Did we budget anything? I don't think we budgeted anything, did we?
Not that I'm aware of.
No, not that I know. Not that I remember. We didn't. I don't think we knew about this at that time.
I'll make a motion. Do I have a motion to authorize the borough solicitor to approach a Cohen law firm to inquire what the cost might be to represent the borough in their negotiations with Verizon?
I'll make a motion.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
The floor is open for discussion.
Is it Cohen law firm that we're contracting with, or?
C-O-H-E-N. Cohen.
Well, I mean, but we're saying we're partnering with Chadsford Township, so.
So what I would do, Councilwoman, would be I would reach out to the Cohen law firm. I would determine whether or not they would be interested in, representing the borough in this agreement, and then perhaps also have the additional conversation with them with regard and Chadsford Township to see if there could be some partnering so that, you know, the agreements would be could be adaptable to both the township and the borough. I mean, the service areas are going to be different, but the fees may be the same. May be a reduction in fees. I'm not sure yet.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that we're getting some synergies with Chadsford if that's the way we want to go.
Would this be something that has to be opened up to a bid process? I'm not sure of the regulation around that.
I don't think we have to do a bid process for professional fees, if I recall.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Okay, any further questions or comments? Okay, with that in mind, all those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Those opposed? Okay, the motion is approved. Jerry, thank you.
Thank you.
So the next step is we'll get some kind of an idea of the cost, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. Yes, that would be my goal would be to reach out to the law firm, have a discussion, tell them that I represent the borough of Chester Heights, that the agreement is coming up for renewal at the end of this year. And then determine if they would be interested in providing the borough with a proposal in conjunction with their representation of Chadsford Township.
Okay, thank you, Jerry. Okay, moving forward on the agenda, item number 8, ordinance code review. Susan, can I hand this off to you, please?
Yeah, we're not, there's chapter 61 on the agenda, but it was basically, not supposed to be there. We'll try to hit it up with the meeting next Monday when Rich Jensen is there. But the medical marijuana dispensaries, just to give everybody some background, we talked about this at the last meeting. We had a committee meeting. We had a couple members of the public so that we could sort of speak freely. I did identify some edits for Jerry to make. And I don't think we have an ordinance together yet, right, Jerry?
That's correct.
Okay. So basically what the ordinance does is it restricts the places where we can have medical marijuana dispensaries as well as grower processors. So I believe that what we will do is have that on the agenda. Jerry, do you think you'll have it ready for Monday night, or do you want to wait until the next work session?
I would think you would wait until the next work session. I believe that some of the discussion in the committee meeting was to have perhaps the borough engineer to take a look at the zoning map to see where it would fit. And I think that would probably take some time to do that.
Yeah, and I failed to follow up with him. So I actually sent him an email today asking him to call me. So hopefully we'll have something by the next work session. So that's really all I have for that tonight. But we did have a committee meeting last Monday, and it was good in terms of getting everybody grounded on what the ordinance is and what it's supposed to do.
Jerry, I have a question for you on this topic. What leeway would the borough have as far as restricting hours of operation? Is that possible?
Well, certainly it would be a consideration, but what would typically happen is that if the borough passes an ordinance It's my understanding that the borough, at least the way it's drafted, would require a special exception. And that special exception would then go to the zoning hearing board. And typically in a zoning hearing board hearing, there is considerable testimony with regard to hours of operation. So you want to make sure the hours of operation would be reasonable. That would be perhaps a condition that the zoning hearing board would place on to the particular applicant, and the requirements of the condition with regard to the special exception, that the the hours of operation would be, at 8 a.m. to, would say, 10 p.m. or something along those lines. But that would typically come out in the testimony before the zoning hearing board in the applicant's application for special exception.
Okay, Jerry, thanks.
Our next work, our March work session meeting is March 29th. So that gives us 5 weeks.
Okay. Jerry, thank you. Susan, thank you. Any further questions for Susan or Jerry on this topic? Okay, moving forward, we have item number 9 on the agenda, traffic signal maintenance contract. Larry, is this something that you want to speak to?
I can speak to it. It's typically the borough basically does it on a yearly basis. The cost hasn't gone up in years. It's $680. It provides a complete analysis of all the traffic lights in the borough that are borough owned, and the report's given to both borough council and the engineer.
So. I guess my question is, if that was in the budget, do we have to approve something that was already in the budget?
I don't think we do. Larry, just to piggyback off of Susan's question, 1 year contract versus 3 year contract. Are we locked in at the same price for 3 years, or?
Sue was working on that information. Okay. We can lock in on, I think, 3 years for the same price, but it doesn't give us a price break. It's just $680 times three.
I guess I was just going to say, in the interest of efficiency, if we have something budgeted and if the rate's not going to change for 3 years, I think that can just be approved without coming to council for it. Right.
I think you're correct. So
yeah.
Susan,
that's fine.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So are we going to find out, Larry, Sue, are you going to find out what the cost would be for a 3 year contract as opposed to a 1 year if it is the same?
You have to unmute, Sue.
there it's working. Yeah, I've been emailing back and forth with Higgins. So and I'll get it in writing.
Okay. And when does our current contract expire, Sue? Yearly?
Yes. It's due. Yeah.
Okay.
It's due in early March.
Okay.
Which we can hit that up on at the council meeting.
Next week?
Yes.
Okay, very good. All right, Larry, anything else in regards to that?
No.
Okay.
I'm sorry about the weather. I'm sorry about the salt. I'm sorry about the bills. Mother Nature is just playing heck with us this year.
Larry, on that topic, how is Moore doing?
Moore's doing a good job.
Okay.
I haven't received any more complaints after that first snow that we got, things, cleared up as far as there's a driveway there in the cul-de-sac and there's a drainage, grate there where it needs to be opened. But beyond that, Mother Nature just hasn't been kind with the snow, the rain, the refreezes, and making sure everybody's safe. So,
all right, Larry, thank you. Okay, moving forward on the agenda, we have old business. Is there any old business tonight? Moving forward,
I just wanted to point out real quick that the fire company had requested and will be putting $8,500 into the March budget for the water rescue equipment, just a portion of the budget that was approved. So just wanted to make council aware of that.
Great. Thank you, Dave. Any further old business?
Mr. President, on that topic, Sam Iannucci, you owe me a photo of the water rescue boat that is being acquired, please.
Sam, are you there?
Yeah, he's on mute. It's a good thing we can't hear what he's saying.
I know. He's probably making sign motions too with his hands.
Yeah, we don't want to act like that school board out in California.
That's no. Okay. All right, moving forward, new business. Is there any new business tonight to discuss?
We just received an email from Sam Iannucci Jr. and then Sam Iannucci Sr. regarding fire training. Does Sam or Larry want to talk about that now while all council is in front of you?
Yeah, mute, Larry.
You're both muted.
I know. I'm sorry. I hovered over the button. Sam would know more about that. He's unmuted now, so he can.
Okay, so there are two training events that we have upcoming. The first one, I think, is March 8th. I'm not sure about the date. It's a Saturday morning. Every year we have to recertify our air pack training class. We've invited council before. It actually gives council an opportunity to try firsthand or see firsthand what it feels like to wear all the gear that the firefighters wear and go into a burning building and actually feel the temperatures and get some hand-on experience as to some of the equipment that we use and some of the benefits, of that equipment. Previous councils participated. I think Susan Clark participated once.
Yes, I did.
The former mayor participated, but he did get burned. I have to let you know.
Yeah, I was not up for running into a burning building. I'm sorry, but I'm too old for that.
The date is March 6th. That would be the first Saturday in March.
So, at the firehouse, Larry?
It's not at the firehouse. It's up at Chester County's Fire Training Center, which is in Westchester.
I think a bunch of us were signed up last year and it got canceled because it was the Saturday after COVID restrictions started on a Friday.
Yep.
So we just need to know if you want to attend and we'll make sure. Sort of let us know what size boots and coat you may wear and we'll have it there for you. It's not our intention to put you in any danger. Just you approve these expenses when people ask you, why did you buy a thermal imaging camera? You'd have some idea of what it does and the benefit of that. The second training is our first or second water rescue training class. And I'm not sure what the date is, but this one is on cold water, Larry, I think, isn't it? Cold water rescue?
Yeah.
So we have a number of ponds and stuff, and so it deals with pools. And, this time of year that there's ice on the pools and kids go out into those or adults think that they could skate on these things. So it's dealing with those cold water type of rescues, how to go in properly, how to try to prevent hyperthermia. So I'm extending the invitation if council wants to partake in that. Just let us know. Who knows? You may become a member of the firehouse and add to our staff. We'd be more than welcome to have you. But it's another opportunity for council if they want to take part in that. Or if any residents paying attention and they want to be a member of the firehouse, maybe, water rescue intrigues them and they want to come out and see what it's about and possibly join the firehouse. So they're the two things. Yes.
I couldn't readily find your email address. Do you think, Sue, you could send it out to council members so we can get back to them?
We just got the email as the meeting started tonight. So maybe refresh your email and the whole thread is right there.
Can we also
got it. Thank you.
I know Larry said March 6th and then Sam mentioned a different date, but the date of the email that I'm looking at says March 20th. So if we could just confirm with that.
Okay, sorry.
It's all right.
Okay, we'll confirm the date. We'll know it by next Monday.
Perfect. And send us another email, please, with the correct date so we can check our calendars. That would be great. Yep. Thank you, Larry.
Thank you, Sam. Larry, thank you. Any further new business? Okay, moving forward, we have an additional period for public to address council. We ask you to state your name and address for the record.
Okay, Ron, do you have anything?
No, nothing. Thank you.
Tony, anything?
No, nothing at this time. Thanks.
Okay. Darren, anything?
No, nothing. Thank you.
Okay, Marta?
No, thank you.
Okay. Sam, do you have anything more to comment on? I'd say no.
Or else he's on mute again.
He can't find the unmute button. Teresa, do you have anything?
No, thank you.
Okay, JB Hatch?
Nothing. Thank you.
That's all I have, Drew.
Okay, Larry, thank you. I want to thank everybody for coming tonight, and I'd like to call for a motion to adjourn tonight's meeting.
I'll make the motion.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those opposed? Motion is approved. Larry, thank you. Everybody have a good night. Thank you.
Good night. Good night.
Thanks, Larry.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.